Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, DZ.
What
I want to know if the people in this scenario are the jerks. I want to tell you I'm definitely not the jerk, so I'm not asking if I'm the jerk for once, but I want to know if you think the other people are the jerk or if I'm overreacting that happened to me traveling with my kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and yeah, I was waiting to bring it on the air until, you know, we get submissions all the time at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, but I really actually genuinely sat on a plane for 3 hours fuming about this, thinking I got to bring this on the air and ask who's the jerk here, because it's making me mad. Yeah. Okay. So when Owen and Hudson and I were out of town, last week, we got back. We came back from Vegas.
Right.
I took them to California to see my sister Penny, mm-hmm. and then we went to Vegas for a couple days. They'd never been. Loved it. Which, a lot of feedback on Vegas with kids. Some people go, you took your kids? I'm like, yeah, and they loved it. There's so many things to do now, and some people are like, hell yeah.
As long as there's kid-friendly things, but you think Vegas, you think gambling, you think Sin City, you think no kids.
No, there's so much. And there's pools, and it's hot. Right. I mean, there's all kinds. Anyway, so we had a great time, but I booked us a flight back to Milwaukee from Vegas nonstop. It left at 7 a.m.
Ooh, nice. Nonstop is nice.
But we're up anyway, so, and then it's 7 a.m. in Vegas. I'll so I'm thinking, nobody's going to be on this flight. Oh, it was packed.
Wrong.
Wall to wall.
Wrong.
But it was direct, and it left at 7. It got into Milwaukee at 1 p.m.
That's why it was packed. It was the nonstop flight.
And all the people just stayed up and whatever.
Yep.
Because it's Vegas. So we get on. So boarding was at, I want to say, 6:30, let's say. So Owen Hudson and I, we went to the airport. We dropped off the rental car. We took a shuttle to the airport. We did everything. We were there on time.
And you get
went through
the airport.
TSA.
Yep.
And remember, they don't have tickets because they're children.
They're
okay. So Southwest knew it was a family with kids. So when we got to the gate, the whole thing was boarded, and they had just started boarding. They started boarding early.
They boarded early,
which is fine. I get it.
It is what it is.
But I wasn't late. I walked up, and we were in the B group. So I thought,
everybody at?
Why are you guys already boarded? Mm-hmm. And the Southwest woman, I get it. They're being efficient. Quick. She goes, well, we paged you because we knew you were a family with kids. And she goes, you might be split up now. Let me come up. And I go, well, they're 11 and 13. I don't have to sit with them anymore.
So the plane got taxied early. So they opened the gates early. They tried to page y'all. I'd be like, hey, get to the gate now.
So we can put the family together.
Yeah.
And then she sent a message to the flight attendant who was inside the plane, but the flight attendant didn't check the iPad.
Sure.
So we get up to the plane, and the flight attendant goes, the older lady goes, oh, I didn't even look.
Yep.
When the gate attendant goes, I tried to send you a message about this family that's coming. Did you save them a seat?
So she tried to page you and then also sent a message.
It didn't work out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Y'all got there on time, though. It's not like you guys were late. Y'all were there
on time. I'm telling
you
guys, we were in the B group and it was 5 minutes after boarding started. It was weird.
On time.
So we get on and there's no seats together.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm okay with that, but they're kind of trying to
figure it out.
Run around, but they're trying to get us off the ground. So we put the luggage up, and I just look at Owen and Hudson. It's only middle seats, and we're in the back. And
that
I just look at them, and I go, I'm sorry, you guys. Pick one and grab it.
Yeah.
Hudson sits down. Owen sits in a different one. And then I get to my row, and there's two men on the right, and there's two women on the left, and there's middle seat on both. And I have to, and I just look to the right, I guess naturally. It had nothing to do with the men versus women. And I said, excuse me, can I sit down? So I sit down.
Yeah.
And I realize as soon as I sit down in between, this is a whole family. So this is a adult son and a father, and I'm in between them now.
Okay, so you're father, son, in between.
I'm literally in between them, so nobody moved, which is fine. It's the middle
seat.
They
let you sit down.
But then across on the aisle is the mom and their daughter, and they're all coming to Wisconsin to visit, his in-laws or something. They don't live here, okay? So
they were all hoping that the plane would leave the middle seat, so they sat on the out seats to hope to everybody have a little extra space in the middle seat.
Yeah.
I know exactly what they
were
doing.
But then, when I got on with my kids, nobody moved.
Nobody moved.
And they put me in the middle, so now I'm in the middle this family, and I'm like, this is, you guys are jerky for not, you should have moved. Like, I felt like if their family, like the brother and sister should have, or the mom and dad, nobody moved. They were just like, yeah, sit in the middle of our family.
Go
it was
ahead.
So awkward. And I'm not saying they didn't have that right with first come, first serve.
First come, first serve, sure.
But usually if you see like a mom and kids, you're like, let me move around. Oh, I know them. Let me move around. So I sat the whole flight in between these two, and it was so weird. And he's talking to me, and I'm like, I'm in the middle of your family? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great.
Do y'all not want to sit next to each other? Do you want to switch seats?
Can you not move one seat? So it was just weird. So I got, nobody moved. And I thought, are they sure? I was fuming the whole flight. I was looking at the girl across with her feet up,
chilling,
angry.
Because they got an open middle seat.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, screw you guys. Screw you guys. I'm getting taken back. I'm triggered.
Well,
again,
now you're back in the plane.
Because I'm back in the plane for 3 hours staring at these people. And I'm like, I don't want to sound entitled, but
no, the
I
way
thought
I'm
it was
thinking
jerky
it.
The way they didn't move or anything.
There's six seats, right?
Yes.
Three on each side of the plane.
Correct.
Now, they took seats one, seats three, mm-hmm. seats four,
and
seats six.
Correct.
So they left seats two and five open, the middle seats.
Yep.
One of them could have moved over, and it could have been one, two, three.
The husband
seated.
And wife, the brother, anybody.
Mom and dad with one of the kids
or
whatever.
No, they put me in the middle.
But they said, nah, we're trying to keep our space.
Okay, tell me the truth. Are they jerky for that? And because they're entitled. We're all adults. They don't have to move.
To be honest.
I was so annoyed the whole time.
I would have looked at you with your sons.
Yeah.
And said, nah, they're old enough.
They were.
They're grown.
Well, and think how people think
Owen. And your
Owen,
kids are older. Yeah.
Owen, they don't know Owen's 13.
They think he's
Owen's
17,
19.
18, 19.
Yeah, they have no idea.
They have no clue that he's still technically a baby.
Yeah, they don't know.
Arguably.
That. They don't know.
Had your kids been younger,
mm-hmm.
any younger and any smaller mm-hmm. than them big old selves that they are. Had
they're
that,
huge.
Had that Owen not had a grown man voice.
Hi, guys. Let me sit in the middle.
Jerks. They're jerks for
okay.
not moving. But since y'all all look like you guys are technically grown.
Dang it. Are you saying
because
we all look old enough, they're okay?
I would have addressed the situation,
Man.
Looked at the three of y'all and been like, yeah, they're old enough to sit wherever.
Really?
I'm going to try to keep my middle seat. I would have ignored you. And
really?
You know, I love you, fam. I'm being 100% direct.
Okay.
I would have looked down. I would have looked at my phone. I would have tried to pretend to be asleep.
All right,
you would have had to wake me up and say, excuse me.
Well, now I want to know what everybody else is going to say. You can text or call 414-533-1037. I want to know... is the other family the jerk for not moving because, you know, now everyone's texting in. Jerky. This is why Southwest is switching to assigned seats. Caleb and Mequon. Well, honestly, Southwest needs to switch to assigned seats because if they're going to charge as much as everybody else, and then we're going to start assigning
seats.
Then
we need assigned seats.
Because I was flying Southwest when it was cheaper. But
that was because the open seats.
I still love Southwest. Don't get me wrong.
I love to fly.
Claire in Hartford said, that's jerky. I would be so annoyed. Lack of awareness. Well, what made it worse, Claire, was they were talking to me like we were buds.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, so
it's that first come, first serve, though.
The guy was like, business or pleasure? And I wanted to be like, shut up.
Business or pleasure? My kids are sitting alone in the back.
Jerk.
This is a jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
DZ, can you explain my problem so it's not so long-winded? Because you know how it takes me forever to get a story out. Please explain to these people what the problem is today.
So what happened was, Allie was on her way back with her boys from Vegas after, you know, a little vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They had gotten paged from the airline to come to the gate because they were boarding early. Nobody knew we was boarding early.
7 a.m.
Right. It's
Nobody
the first.
Knew.
It's the first flight of the day, let's call it, right?
My Southwest app didn't say boarding, but go on.
Interesting. But you get to the gate, everybody's already boarded, so you guys aren't able to sit together as a family.
Yes.
End up getting split up, but then when you get to your seat, you realize you are literally smack dab in the middle of a family of four that is taking
adults.
Up two rows.
Adults.
All adults.
All adults and nobody moves.
Nobody and moved and let you sit in the middle seat.
I sat in the middle of a family and
whole
I was
flight.
Irritated the whole time.
So now you want to know if the family's the jerk for not even offering to move.
Well, Saucy said I'm going to be mad at her, so...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Saucy.
Hey, there, my friends. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Give it to me. What do you got? You're going to say they're not the jerk, this family?
They're not the jerk. The kids wanted to look out the windows.
These kids are grown.
It don't matter. Wait. It's super exciting. You don't know how many times they've been on an airplane.
True.
I do, actually. And do you know why?
Because
they talked to you like you were part of the family.
Yeah. And the guy next to me kept ordering, the adult son kept ordering tequilas. And he said, oh, I forgot my Southwest coupons, which means he flies a lot
they
if
fly
he's got
frequent.
Them. And, he goes, and the woman was like, they're on your app. And he's like, let me go look. And I'm like,
they fly a lot.
He flies a lot.
They don't need a window seat.
They're being jerks.
They don't even need an aisle
okay,
seat.
Okay, then I
with that added context.
They are completely the jerk.
Thank you. I knew I'd get you back on
How
my
you get
side.
A real-time switch?
I don't know.
She said, not the jerk. Well, when you say it like that.
But let it be. Love
when
her,
you say it like that.
Now she's going to hang up, Sauce. Bye.
Bye, Sauce.
My job, bye.
Seriously, I got her right where I needed her. Right in the pocket, DZ.
Honestly, with that context in mind,
yeah.
If you're constantly in the air, you know the tips and tricks. You could also concede sometimes and be like... all right, I'll sit in the middle.
Look, we were adults. It's fine. I just thought it was jerky that they were such a family and they just let me sit in the middle of them. Hannah's in Milwaukee. Hi, Hannah.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, you tell me. It depends on if you say they're jerks or not. That's how it's going.
Good morning.
Oh, no.
No, seriously.
Okay. We love you regardless.
Yeah, I do. Tell me.
Look, it's going to be a little controversial, but I honestly think, like, not the jerks, because you said that, like, prices are the same now. I don't even want to bother with people like that anymore. Like, I'm just going to pay for United. Southwest has gone down the hole, so I just expect everyone to be, like,
I didn't have any issues with Southwest. It was the same as flying Southwest. It's just I've been so used to having a seat with Delta.
And then it changes. Yeah,
it's so much. The anxiety goes down
when you have an assigned seat.
And Southwest has to know that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They have to know how much anxiety they're causing. Even checking in is a nightmare. And all these people pay all this extra money to check in early. It's bizarre. I'm like, just give me a seat.
Mm-hmm.
This is another topic, though. So Hannah says
not the jerk.
They're not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
No. I'm so sorry.
No, don't apologize, girl. You stand on business. That's 10 toes.
No, apologize. Apologize. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Hannah, have a great, great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
I appreciate it. She stood on business, even though she was a little apologetic.
Whatever. Well, fine. You know what? Now we're actually split down the middle because I convinced Saucy that they were the jerks, right?
Yep.
So now Nick is in Waukesha.
Hey, what?
With his daughter, Izzy.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenidos a Miami.
Hola, buenos dias.
What up?
Buenos dias.
Speaking of trips, y'all on a trip yourselves. Bien. Good.
Me too. Don't make me get very Espanol up in here.
What up? Don't tell me. What's up?
No, seriously. Hey. Nick, good morning to you and your daughter, Izzy. It's split down the middle. Hi, guys. Are they the jerks?
You guys are the deciding vote.
For putting me in the middle and not moving.
Of course they're the jerks, man. Come on.
Thank you. That was all I needed.
At least given, like, you, like, the option to be, either up by the window or in the aisle or something, you didn't have to be, like, right smack dab in the middle of everybody. I mean, come on.
Chivalrous Nick. Rude. The fact that their family, one of them dudes could have said, hey, do you want to,
move?
Sit here? Yeah.
Maybe I'll sit by my wife.
Maybe. No, I didn't want to
sit
there.
I watched his sister, his adult sister, with her legs across the seats the whole time. That's probably why I was fuming.
Yeah.
Because I was visually watching
her. You saw
her getting
comfortable.
Getting angry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly why you're mad, actually.
It makes you even more irritated that it happens.
Yep.
Totally oblivious. Like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Oh, no, she wasn't oblivious.
Oh, she knew what she was
doing. She knew exactly. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nick. She was flexing in your face.
She sure was.
Uh-huh.
All right, Nick, your opinion was great. Have a great day. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Love, safe travels, y'all. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I wasn't even trying to manipulate it. It just worked out.
It works out, bro. I mean, honestly, added context, jokes aside, they could have been a little chivalrous, especially since it was the dudes.
It's the fact that and then when I realized the wife and the sister were across, I'm like, well, I should have sat in the middle of the women. Like, then I was like, what the hell? I
could have had girl time.
And then ruined their time. They put your feet up now, girl.
What sucks is you don't know that everybody knows everybody until you're basically sitting down. Right? You didn't know they were a whole family?
Listen to this, Allie. You sound like an entitled bee. Why do you think your family is more important than that family? Because I have children and they're all adults. That's why.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.